I'm April and I'm a Gamilaroi woman from Walgett. Mum's Gamilaroi and my dad's side, he's Bundjalung from Lismore. My mum's side, I'm a Sangoena, and on my father's side, I'm a turtle. Today I'm here with my partner Paris, talking about the issues of Women's Day. I've met Paris about 3 years ago. I instantly fell in love with her. Today we're together. On the outside here, I'm living a normal life with Paris.
Hi, I'm Paris. I'm a Wiradjuri woman. The best thing about April is she's got a very bubbly personality and she's very caring. Women in custody, they are good people. We don't need to forget about them, and there is hope out there. The best thing to do is think and support the women that are inside. They are going through a tough time, you know. They can't see their family. It's the hardest time for them, and everyone goes through a hard time.
International Women's Day is to empower them, to let them know that they ain't alone. The world needs to start recognising it's not a great place and an ordeal. They do need recognition with what's going on behind them walls, because it's not a really nice place to be in for any woman to go through that journey in life. They need the support and they need the hands to be reached out to them. I'm here on the radio for International Women's Day because I want to send a message out there to you guys to let you know that yous are not alone. I want to tell the outside world to please don't forget them. Some people might think they deserve to be behind their walls because of their drug addiction, their crime, but really deep down inside, you need to realise, why are they there? What brought them there? This is why we need to recognise that this is what's really going on behind these walls, behind those big gates.
Coming on the radio on International Women's Day is really important to me. For the girls incarcerated inside, they're not forgotten about. There is help out there, you know. International Women's Day is there to support women, empower women, to know that they're not alone. Yeah, there's other people out there going through the same things that they are. There's a lot of support, so it's just a day to lean on each other. Yeah, just be there for each other mainly. All women in the world, they're not alone. Yeah, it might be domestic violence, it could be just you're lonely, homeless. There are other people out there going through the same things you are. Don't feel alone. I'm here today talking to you on International Women's Day because I don't want other people to feel alone in their journey. There is help out there, there's support, just don't hold it in. I'm Paris, this is April, and we're your hosts
on 2SER
on Jailbreak for International Women's Day today.
The reason why I'm with Paris is because I feel like there's more to life meeting her from my past experience relationships. The best thing about Paris is she keeps my confidence up. I've put myself into rehab because she was always constantly suggesting me to get myself into rehab. I did have a problem there with an addiction. I swapped it over for smoking a bit of pot here and there, but my head wasn't clear. But now I've been in recovery. Everything's much more clearer to me. I'm taking it day by day, little baby steps. I'm finally getting there. I won't take that step back because it will feel like I've taken 1,000 steps back. The best thing about recovery is you can grab a hold of everything that's been chucked at you. You're supported by anyone. If you open yourself up, it's all out there for us women. You just need to get up and go there. I've came in myself, spoken to a wonderful worker named Claire. She's practically been beside me the whole way. She's helped me with getting into rehab, courts, appointments. even down to doctor's appointments, drug and alcohol appointments. They help you with everything, even housing, application forms. If you don't have a good education, they're there 100% for you. They do all that for you. They will help. I'm thinking heaps about my son, my family, determine me to not take them steps back. It's going to be 1,000 or 100 steps. And then I'm starting all over again. I struggled with my addiction because the loss of family, watching family practically pass on was really a main downfall. Losing my father, and then not long after I end up losing my grandmother, the woman that gathered the family together. I didn't know how to deal with that emotion, grief, so I covered all that up with using drugs, turned into an addiction that I knew I couldn't control. When I was out of control, my life hit rock bottom. I didn't know that I was there until I actually hit rock bottom. Stealing for my money for my addiction, got locked up in prison. I ended up finding it so hard being behind those walls where reality ended up hitting home for me, because being behind those walls, you truly find who's really there. Really, you don't really have that much friends. Being on the drugs, having associates, wasn't really friends. At the end of the day, I ended up only just having family there. So the only thing that's kept me sober all this time is having the support from family, my childhood friends. I needed someone beside my side because I couldn't do it alone through an addiction. I don't think any of us that's been through that rocky patch in our life would be able to stand alone without that network of support. I say an army of support, because the more you have an army of support, it makes it stronger. It makes you realise that there is support there. I am in a rehab now, taking it day by day. Things have changed rapidly. I've finally realised that's exactly what I needed. Because for many of years, being addicted to a drug, you say to yourself, no one's never there. You drum that into your head. No one's never to help. That's what we tell ourselves. Till we actually get up on our feet and go and look for that help, you will only realise then that there actually is help out there for us. I just want to say, reach out for help. It's there. We just need to be a little bit more supportive in ourselves and be kind within ourselves. They're there 100%. They want to help you recover. They want to help you become the better person you know you can become. They want to do everything within their willpower to make you a strong woman, to stand on your own when you need to stand on your own. You just need to open your hand up and ask for that help.